Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chav Gimel. We are already almost all the way done with Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. It was all one sugi yesterday, so we went all the way down to the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. We're learning today Leilu Nishmas Joseph Zwibel, Yosef Ben Svi. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So again, we pick up at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom, Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov tells us, Aferotze Lahadir Eschaveiro, Shiochal Etzlo, Yomar. We have the word low or not. We'll talk about that in a moment. If a person wants to go and tell his friend, I really want you to eat by me. So he makes a neder, and he says, now either he says directly to the person, or some of the Mefarshim explained that he just says it publicly. So in any event, the other person will eventually hear about it. So the Bach deletes the word low. He's not gorisit. And he says he's just talking about saying it publicly. Whereas others have the gear. So yomar low. He says to the friend directly, and he tells him, Kol neder shani osid lidor hu batel. He says in front of the friend, or the friend eventually hears, that the person is saying any neder that I make is going to be batel. So when he's trying to induce the friend to go and eat by him and makes a neder, everything that I have is osir to you unless you eat by me. So then the friend now hears him saying, I'm declaring that neder null and void. So the Gemara is going to answer the obvious question then, how does that neder work? Under what circumstances? How is that possibly going to work? Because the person who the neder was made to encourage him to eat by him knows that the guy really isn't meaning that if you don't eat by me, everything is going to be also to you. So we'll explain that in a moment. However, Ubovad, the Mishnah concludes and says, Ubovad, she zochur b'shas haneder. He has to know at the time that he makes the neder that he had made the original neder saying that it's all bato, that he doesn't want this neder to take effect. Again, a little bit complicated, but it's really not. Let me say it again, clearly outside. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is telling us that also, now the word af implies that this is also going to be nidre zeruzin that we talked about in the previous Mishnah. This isn't the real neder. What Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov seems to be saying with the word af over here is that this too is nidre zeruzin. If I want, Reuven says he wants Shimon to eat by him, and Shimon doesn't want to eat by him. So Reuven says, listen, Shimon, unless you eat by me, you can't ever get hanoah from me. And then he tells him, I want you to know, any neder that I make, I want it to be batel. I don't want it to take effect. And then he says, I'm making a neder that unless you eat by me, you're also going to get hanoah from me. So in that situation, the neder is not going to take effect as long as he remembers at the time of the neder that he, in fact, made such a neder that the future nedarim should be batel. Now, this way that I explained it is fraught with problems and obviously can't be what the Mishnah means, as the Gemara is going to start off right off and say. So the Gemara, let's jump right into the Gemara now. The Kivan, the Omar, Kol Neder, Shani, Osir, Lidor, Yei, Batel, Shomale, Osir, Bade. If Shimon hears the other guy say, listen, I want you to know, any Neder that I make, I don't really mean. It's Batel. I don't want it to take effect. Oh, I make a Neder that you can't get an offer from me if you don't eat by me. But he just heard, Shimon just heard Reuven say that this neder that I'm about to make, that you can't get hanoah from me if you don't eat from me, is batel. So, v'lo shomale, Shimon's not going to take any credence to this neder. He knows that it's not real. V'lo ase baday, and he's not going to go and eat by Reuven. What in the world is going on over here, the Gemara says. If you read this the simple way that we just read it, that Reuven is making a neder, and he's telling Shimon, the neder that I'm about to make, don't worry, it's null and void. Because I'm just trying to induce you to come and eat by me. And therefore he says, if you don't come and eat by me, you can't get an offer from me. So Shimon isn't going to take any credence to that. He's going to say, you didn't mean it. So how will this possibly work to get Shimon to eat by him? So that's where the Gemara's question is. And we turn to Chav Gimel on with Beis to get the answer. The Gemara gives us two answers. The first one is that obviously we misread this. It was missing certain pieces. Chisuri Me'achsura V'achitani. This is missing something. The Mishnah is missing a critical piece. And don't read it the way we just did. The Mishnah should be read as follows. Harod says, Shiochal etzlo chaveiro, if a person wants his friend to eat by him, and nevertheless, a masaribo, but the friend doesn't want to come. Reuven is pestering Shimon, please come over to me for lunch on Shabbos. Please come over to me on lunch on Shabbos. And Shimon says, no, I don't want to. So then Reuven goes, umadiro. Reuven in that situation says, I'm making a neder, Shimon, that if you don't come to eat by me lunch this Shabbos, you're also to get any hanoah from me. So the Gemara tells us this is nidre zeruzinu. This is exactly what we said, af. This is also included in the types of nidorim that we had in the previous Mishnah that don't even need hatara. They fall apart on their own. They don't really take effect. So Everybody understands over here that this was just to spur Shimon to eat by him. He makes this grandiose type of statement. Oh, if you don't eat by me, you can never get on off of me. Everybody knows it's just spurring him to eat. So what's the chiddush over here? So the Rosh says, in the top Rosh, Dibra Maslo, Nidrei Zeruzin Havu, the low tema, don't think for a second that this Nidrei Zeruzin only applies b'mekachu memchor in the business deal that we had, where one seller said, I'm not selling it for less than four, and the buyer says, I'm not buying it for more than two. So then they agree, three, because this is business negotiations. Don't think that that's the only place where we have Nidrei Zeruzin. Because that isn't Shikach Derech Hatagoran Lindor, that's the way that businessmen negotiate, but it wouldn't apply in a personal situation. No, the Rosh says, the Chiddush is over here. Avodabri Muad Kazeh, Shodom Mazin Schavero, Ain't Derech Lidor Kedei Lazareth? You might have thought that that doesn't work by such a minor thing as inducing your friend to come to you for lunch. No, yes, it does. So this is Nidrei Zeruzin as well, and you can see this in the Ran too. He says, Nidrei Zeruzin, the top Ran, Nidrei Zeruzin, Hey, Vafil Leino Ol Halimo. So Ron is telling us, if Shimon still doesn't come to eat, the neder doesn't take effect. He's still allowed to get an offer from Reuven, because Reuven only meant it as Nidrei Zeruzin, Lazaris him, to get him, to spur him to come. And that's, again, why it says the word af. We started off the Mishnah. Af, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds, and that's why it's also talking about Nidrei Zeruzin. Oh, that is the Chisuri Mechsura. That's the part that was missing to a certain extent for the Mishnah. And then, the second part, now, is a new statement. Back to the Gemara. And if a person says, listen, I know I tend to get angry sometimes and I make nidarim that I don't really mean. So the person says up front at the beginning of the year, and we'll see this has to do with Kol Nidrei, the famous Kol Nidrei that we see on Yom Kippur. So we'll see in a moment the connection to all of this. Very fascinating Gemara. So the Mishnah continues. This is the part that was also missing. Now we're fleshing it out. If a person wants, Velrotza, Shelo Yiskaim in the Dorm Kol Shana, he knows he's a little bit prone to making the Dorm when he's angry or when he's upset, and he doesn't want them to take effect. So what should he do? He wants to make sure that in the future, any Nidorm that he makes don't take effect. So Yamod the Rosh Hashanah, he should get up on Rosh Hashanah, or as we'll see, the Minhag was to go and do this on Kol Nidrei, night of Yom Kippur, the Yomer, he should say then. Kol neder shani osid lidor, any future nidarm that I make in this upcoming year, yehei batel, they should be null and void right from the start. They don't even get going. But ubuvad shezocher b'shas neder, and now we're adding in the fact that it has to be that at the time that he makes that future neder, he has to remember his original neder that it should be null and void. But that's a little bit problematic. And the word says, what are you talking about? Izochor, if at the time he makes the nether. So at Kol Nidrei night, he said, any future nether that I make should be null and void. And then on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he says, woo, I want to make a nether. I'm very upset. I remember I said it should be null and void, but I'm making the nether anyway. So if he remembers at the time that he makes the new nether in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so then Akrei tonight, he's essentially uprooting his Kol Nidrei neder, saying his statement that I don't want any neder to take effect. Well, I remember that, and I'm saying, no, that's no longer true. I want this neder to take effect. So this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You're telling me, Kol Nidrei she'eini osid lido yebatal, if I remember that at the time that I'm making the neder, so then that nullifies the fact that it should be batal, and in fact would make it to be taking effect. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. That can't be the Girsa. And Amar Abaye says, this is the right way to fill in the Mishnah. To me, you should learn the Mishnah, Ubuvad Shelo Yehei Zohor Bishas Neder. So in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when he makes the Neder, he can't remember that he said it won't take effect. He's upset at that moment, he makes the Neder. And then a day later, 2 days later, he says, oh, I remember Kol Nidrei, I said it's null and void. So then it's null and void. He doesn't have to go and be Mati Neder. That Neder that he made on Rosh Chodesh Shvat was already Mevutal by his statement on Kol Nidrei and Rosh Hashanah. He said, any nidarm that I make in the future, they don't take effect. But it must be that he doesn't remember that statement at the time of the nether. If he remembers that statement at the time of the nether, he's essentially nullifying that original statement of Kol Nidrei. And now his nether would take effect. So therefore, Abaye says the right way to learn this Mishnah is that he says, Kol Nedar Shani Osir Lidor Yeh Batel Ubilvad Shelo Yeh Zohar B'Shas Nedar. You can't have remembered that original Kol Nidrei type of a statement that the Dharma shouldn't be effective. Because if he does, and he still makes a nether, he's essentially nullifying his original statement. That's the way the Ran and the Rosh understand this over here. I did it outside. Let's see the Rush inside. It's very easy. It's much shorter than the Ran over here. And he says, Akri letanoi v'kayim ledarei, shim ein bedaito sheinidro kayim lahu noder. When he's making the neder on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, if he remembers that I made this neder at the beginning of the year, that any neder I make a bottle, and he still makes it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so then he's obviously nullifying the original neder. So therefore, Tani, you must read it. The Rush continues, Uvach lo yehizachor b'shas neder. He does remember on Rosh Chodesh Shvat when he makes the neder. The Kivan, the Rush says, she'eino zachor letano. At that point in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when he makes the neder, he doesn't remember that he said kol nidre, any neder that I'm making should not take effect. So therefore, nimso tano kayim. So his original tonight, that anything that I say in the future should be batel, is in fact going to take effect. And the ned that he makes on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, v'nidro batel. So again, that's how Abaya understands. That's teretz number one, how to understand our Mishnah. You have to say our Mishnah is chasurim echsor. It's all about two separate things. The first one is, and everybody agrees to this, we'll see even the second shot from Rava, the way that almost all the Mepharshim, except possibly Tosos, that all the Mepharshim on the Daf understands this, is that Rava is going to agree with Abaye, and that this is L'kuli Alma. Everybody agrees that if on Rosh Hashanah, or as we do on Kol Nidre, you go and make a statement and say that any Nidorim that I make in the future shall not take effect, so then everybody agrees, if you don't remember at that time, a Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when you make a new neder, so it's null and void. Everybody will agree to that. And everybody's also in agreement with the first part, that if a person wants to go be Mezari's his friend to come to him, and he says, if you don't come to me for Shabbos lunch, then you can never get any hanor from me, and Shimon doesn't come to Shabbos lunch, nevertheless, this is Nidri Zeruzin, it doesn't require a Torah, and Shimon is allowed to get hanor from Reuven. So everybody agrees with those parts of what Abaye said, that's no problem. It's on this additional statement that this possibly Rava either is in a machlokes with Abaye or Rava is adding an additional statement. So here we have teretz number two now. Rava Omar, again, the Ran says, and the Rush says the same thing, Dibra Masl Rava Omar, he says, Rava lo ase lihifluge alei da Abaye. Rava's not coming to argue with Abaye. That's the way almost we all understand this. Again, Tosus might be a little bit different, but the way the Rush and the Ran certainly understand this is that Rava agrees with those statements that I just mentioned about Abaye. Demodahu, dechol she'eno zocher tano klal, b'shas nidro. If on Rosh Chodesh Shvat you have no recollection that you said at the beginning of the year, kol neder she'ani osid lidor ye batel, you don't remember that, so then the neder that you're making on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, haneder batel, it falls apart because you said, any neder I make, don't take effect, they're null and void. Ella, so what's Rava coming to add over here? Rava says it's very difficult to say we have to change around the gears in the Mishnah. He doesn't like to do that unless we're forced to. So he agrees with what Abaye said, but here now Rava adds the following. And now back to the Gemara. Rava Amar, Li'olom kida'amrinon me'ikora. Leave the gears as it was. And that is, Ubuvad she'yehei zochur b'shas haneder. That he does remember on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, they made originally a neder. So how do you understand that then? The question that we had before, if he remembers on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so then that should automatically nullify his Kol Nidre statement, his Rosh Hashanah statement, that any nedarim that I make should be batal. If he remembers on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that statement, he says, I'm making a neder anyway, he's essentially nullifying that first statement. So how does Rava learn that? He says, no, it's not that he remembers it totally, he remembers it partially. Kigon, Shehisno b'rosh hashanah, the person did make a statement on Rosh Hashanah, and he said, any nedarim that I make in the future should be batel, but only a certain type of nedarim that I make should be batel. And now on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he remembers he said something on Rosh Hashanah, v'lo yodah b'mehisna, and he doesn't remember exactly what he said. So for argument's sake, the Ran tells us that on Rosh Hashanah he said, and this is four lines into the wide lines of the Ran, he remembers a little bit of his Tanai that he made on Rosh Hashanah, that kol neder shani yotzi lidor yeh boto, but lo ligamri, aval lo ligamri, but not in its entirety. For example, kigon, shehisno b'Rosh Hashanah, he said on Rosh Hashanah that certain types of nedarim shani yotzi lidor yeh boto, v'lo yodami ma hisno, he doesn't remember exactly which types of nedarim. Kilomar, for example, he said, Shehisna al dover miyuchad. He said, any neder that I make in regards to pas or yayin, one of the two, should not take effect. But now, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, neno zocher im al pas, all yayin. He doesn't remember, did he say, that nedarim that I make about pas won't take effect, or nedarim that I make about yayin won't take effect, or chayosibem, or anything similar to that. But Avo zocher hu shehisna b'chi agavna. He remembers he made some sort of an eder. That's what Rava says we're talking about. So if at this time on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he says, E Omar, al das rishona ani osa, whatever I said at the beginning of the year should be effective. Certain types of the darim won't take effect, and other types of the darim will take effect. Chomar, she'im mitchilo hisnesi al neder zeh she'ivotel, if this is the type of neder that I'm making now in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that I said originally would be botel, and he wrote, then I haven't changed my mind. If I originally said that any nedarim about bread should not take effect, and now I'm making a neder about bread, I don't want it to take effect. And then he subsequently remembers, on the second day of Shvat, the third day of Shvat, he remembers, so then, lo isbe mamasha. So, let's go through the scenario again. If he made a neder at the beginning of the year, and he said, any neder that I make on a certain type of thing shouldn't take effect. He said either, let's say, bread, or he said wine shouldn't take effect. Now when Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he wants to make a neder about either bread or wine, and he doesn't remember, did he say that the neder would not take effect on bread, or it would take effect on bread, and it was on wine that wouldn't take effect. And he says, I don't remember now what I said. And whatever I said on Rosh Hashanah, I want to take effect right now. I'll go figure out somehow what I meant. And if, in fact, I said I don't want the nether to take effect on bread, and now I'm making nether bread, it's bottle. It won't take effect now. And if it's on wine, then it will take effect. And then 2 or 3 days later, he remembers, he checks up, he wrote it down, he asked somebody who he made the nether in front of him, he said, what did I say? He said, oh, you said that any nether you make on bread won't take effect. He said, well, I made a nether on bread on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It doesn't take effect. Ein ba mamoshah. It has no effect whatsoever. But, the Ran continues, Lo amar adas rishon ani osa. If he doesn't add that words in and say that I'm making this neder now on whatever I originally said, then bot leila tonight. Now it's a brand new thing. He's making a neder and he's saying this neder takes effect. The kaimil nedori, and this neder will take effect because the kaven shayozoch bishas neder shehisna. He remembers he made some sort of a neder, and now he's nullifying it by saying a neder because he doesn't say it should be according to what I was noder on Rosh Hashanah. If I said on Rosh Hashanah, I didn't want it to take effect on bread, I'm now not saying that. I'm saying, I want this neder to take effect no matter what. So he doesn't remember what he said, and now he's not saying that whatever I'm saying on Rosh Chodesh Shvat should be in accord with what I said on Rosh Hashanah. So, if his intention was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that he should in fact be in accord with what he said on Rosh Hashanah, he shouldn't have made a neder now stam and saying this is a stam neder. It has nothing to do with what I said on Rosh Hashanah. Because in that way, if he says it's based upon what I said on Rosh Hashanah, it won't be uprooted. And whatever he said on Rosh Hashanah will still be in effect. But if he doesn't say that, then it's uprooting what he said on Rosh Hashanah, and this neder will take effect now. That's what the Ran is telling us. Now let's see it inside. Kegon, Hokamai Skin, Kegon, Shehisna Berosh Hashanah, Velo Yadav Mahisna. On Rosh Hashanah, he said, certain types of the Dorm that I make during the year, I want them to be null and void. But he doesn't remember, Velo Yadav Mahisna. He doesn't remember what he said. Vahashakunah, then now, let's say Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he makes his neder. So if he says, Ezoch, Rubishas, and he remembers at the time of the neder that he had made this neder on Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he remembers that he made a neder on Rosh Hashanah, the Yomer, and he says, Al das harishona, and he know that I'm still intending that that should take effect. My Rosh Hashanah neder should still take effect. I'm not nullifying it with this new neder on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So then, nidre les bama masha. Then his Rosh Chodesh Shvat neder has no effect. It doesn't take effect. If, in fact, he remembers subsequently that on Rosh Hashanah, he said, I'm not letting any nedarim about bread take effect. And on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he made a neder about bread. So then it has no mamashas. However, if on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, lo amar, he did not say, al das harishona ani noder, he doesn't say that this Rosh Chodesh Shvat neder is going to be in accord with what I said at the beginning of the year. He remembers he said something at the beginning of the year, but he doesn't say now, I still want that to be effective. Then, akre l'tanoi, v'kayim l'nidre. Then he has, in fact, uprooted his initial tanoi, his original statement that certain types of the Dharma shouldn't be effective. No, he's uprooting that because he said, I'm not interested in that taking effect. So he's essentially uprooted it, and now the neder he makes in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, even if it's about bread, and his original neder was that the dharma about bread don't take effect, the kaim l'nidre, no. He's essentially nullified his Rosh Hashanah statement, and now the Rosh Chodesh Shvat statement will, in fact, take effect. This is the way the Ran understands this Gemara. Now, this has tremendous implications for our Kol Nidre, which we'll see in a minute. Let's just do one more little piece of Gemara. Rav Huna Bar Chinina Savar LeMidrashi VePirka. Rav Huna Bar Chinina wanted to say over this drasha, the Rosh explains from Abaye in Dibra Masklo Savar LeMidrashi VePirka Hada Abaye. That statement of Abaye, which according to again the Rosh, the Ran, and others, Rav also agreed with that part of Abaye's statement. But the Rosh says he wasn't trying to say about what Rav added on, the additional stuff. So this Rav Huna Bar Chinina wanted to say over publicly, the Darash Midrash Bepirka means he wanted to say it over very publicly and let everybody know that a person could say a statement at the beginning of the year, any Nadarim that I make in the future should not be Chal, and as long as he doesn't remember in the future that he made his Rosh Hashanah statement, so then the Nadarim that he makes subsequent to Rosh Hashanah are not going to be Chal. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina wanted to announce this publicly. So I'm like, Rav tells him, no, that's not right. Tana komisatem lo asetume. The Tana was very discreet in how he taught us this din. He didn't say it beferish. We had to darshan it out. Abaye had to darshan it out. So the Tana hid this din a little bit. Kadesh lo yinhagu kalas rosh bin nadarim. So people shouldn't just willy-nilly make the nadarim and say, oh, don't worry. I remember afterwards, oh, Rosh Hashanah, I said any nadarim maker not good. So therefore, I can just willy-nilly make all the nadarim and shavuos that I wish to and not have to worry about it. And people will then take nadarim very lightly. And then if they didn't make the statement or in some way it wouldn't be effective, the original statement, then the nadar would take effect. But they're going to be willy-nilly about it and say, no, it doesn't take effect. So people will treat nadarim in a very lighthearted fashion. So that's why the Tana didn't publicize this statement. And now you, Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Rav tells him, you, at the Rosh Delei Bepirka, you want to go and make this a real public announcement? That's not proper. And the Rosh explains this clearly. He says, that which the Tana was masatim, he was silent about it, he kept it discreet. Diktani ubavach zocher, the tzorich lagi, ubavach lo yezocher, the fact that we had the girsa shehei zocher, and we said, no, it can't be yehei zocher, because then that would nullify it. So we had to change the girsa and make it kidei shelo yezocher. So that discreetness, if you wish, certainly wasn't publicizing this din. So therefore, how do you, Rav Huna Bar Chinina, go and publicize this din? Therefore, we don't go and do it in public. Now, this is a very, very interesting point that the Ran now brings down, Dibra Maskula Inyan Halacha. So the Ran tells us, Kai Malay Ki Rava. We paskin like Rava over here. Again, that doesn't mean that we don't paskin like Abaye. It's also the paskin like Abaye. Hilkach, therefore, Naktinon, we have the Kabbalah, the Kol Shehisna Mitkila, Kol Neder V'chule. If somebody makes a statement at the beginning of the year that any Nedarim that I make should be null and void, Ubishas Nidro Shochach Tano, and at the time that he makes a future Neder, let's say on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he makes a neder then, nidra batal. The Rosh Chodesh Shvat neder is batal because of his original kol nidre statement, any nidram that I make should be null and void. I will hisna al dover miyuchod, if, however, he makes a neder on a specific item, ubishas nidro. For example, he says it's either on bread or wine, no nidram shall take effect. Ubishas nidro, and then on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, zolcher shehisna, he remembers that he made it tonight. I will enter yudea al ma'ash hisna, he doesn't remember the specifics of that tonight. So then, if he doesn't make a new statement on Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when he makes the new neder, to say that whatever I said originally on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, I still want to be effective. So, even though he remembers subsequently that the neder he made on Rosh Chodesh Shvat was in fact null and void based upon what he said on Rosh Hashanah, Shalosu Dover, Shinadar Akshav, Bitzna Mitchiloso, Levatlo, since he didn't mention it should be based upon that neder, so he's uprooted the original Rosh Hashanah statement, and now he is in fact making a neder that will take effect. He remembered a little bit. He should have stated specifically Veloma and say that this is what I'm intending. Whatever I originally said on Rosh Hashanah should take effect now, and when I subsequently remember what that was, we'll figure out was the neder chal or nachal. And this, in fact, the Ran says v'chein pasak haram. Bam Zal, this is the Rambam in Perisheni, Nehilchot Nedarim, Hilacha Hey, he passes this way. The Nira, the Ran says further, Shema Sha'omim Kitsas Kihilos Biyom HaKippurim Kol Nidre. Again, it's so interesting. The Ran said it wasn't a universal custom to say Kol Nidre. He said some Kihilos used to say it. I dare say there's not a single shul in any toots of Klai Yisrael that doesn't say Kol Nidre, at least to my knowledge. Maybe there are in some of the Idos HaMizrach that don't say it, I don't know for sure, but I'm under the understanding that everybody, it's a universal custom, guaranteed in all the Ashkenazic and European Sfarad communities that they all say Kol Nidre. So, Benira, Shemashom Kitzas Kehilos Yom Kippur and Kol Nidre, that where it's become very common to say Kol Nidre, Vesar Yuchule, the Kol Nidre Nusuf that we have. Ledover Zehem is Kavan. This Gemara is what they're referring to. Levatel Nidorim Shiidru Liachamikan. The purpose of this is to nullify any future Nidorim that you'll make. However, he says the Lashon is wrong. Elishalishonam Mishubash. And he says the language, the way they had it originally, was wrong. Because that language, Shinirim Elishonam, Shem Matirim Nidorim Shavru, that seems to be saying that they're now doing Hataras Nidorim on the prior Nidorim that they made. Vizu Enlo Inyon. This is incorrect. El Nidorim, or Lin Nidorim Haboyim, Liachamikan. It's going for the future and not for the past. And therefore, Ella, Shabinu Yaakov. Who's Rabbeinu Yaakov? That's Rabbeinu Tam. Yaakov Ish Tam. So he was known as Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. Shabinu Yaakov Zal. Hoyimasakin Eloshon. He switched around the Loshon. Kadeshe Mashmauso, so that it should be understood. Lehabo, for future Nidorim. And therefore, Lomar Kol Nidre Vesore, the Asarona, Bedi Haramona, Kulon Komutz, Kadeshe Nira Lehabo, that it's going on the future. However, the Ran then says, you don't have to say it like the Rabbeinu Tam. So people shouldn't be therefore taking Nidorim lightly. And the Tana didn't want us to go and do this. So this is a famous discussion about the Girsa. We say on Kol Nidre, is it going on previous Nidorim to be Mavatal them? Or is it going on future Nidorim to say that they shouldn't take effect? As long as he doesn't remember at the time that he makes the neder, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, for example, like I've been using, that he had made a neder that it should be null and void. Because if he does remember that it should be null and void, so then he's essentially uprooting that by saying, no, I'm making this neder now in any event. Okay, a beautiful discussion, and we'll go a little bit weiter, and the Gemara continues and says, do we paskin like Rabbi Lezman Yaakov or not? Yibaylu, yes, in the base medrash. Pligi Rabban Alei, the Rabbi Lezman Yaakov? Olo. Do the rabbis argue with him or not? Number one, and in Tinsiloma Pligate, and if in fact there is a machlokus over here, that the rabbis do argue with Rebbe Lezman Yaakov, do we paskin like him or not? Hilchus HaKavah, say hello. Do we paskin like Rebbe Lezman Yaakov or do we not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, bring your raya from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel. If not, it's going to say in that Mishnah over there, Homa Lechaveiro, and we turn to Chavdal Adamad Aleph. The man says to his friend, Ko name She'eni Nel Nelcho, it should be a Ko name that you shouldn't get any hanor from me. If you don't take this present for your son, and some suggest it really means for himself, this is a polite way of saying, I want to give you a gift, so take this gift. And if you don't take this gift, then you can't get any hand off of me. And he says, this is a nice gift. I want to give you a kush of chitin. I want to give you 30 saw, of course, 30 saw worth of chitin, of grain, ushtechav yoshayayin, 2 barrels of wine, a very, very nice present. But the friend, as the Rosh says, is sone matanos yichya. So he doesn't want to accept the present, as the Rosh says, rather, in Zeu Kvodi, he says, list no matonos. He doesn't want to accept gifts. And therefore, he says, I don't want to take it. So therefore, is he or is he not usur to go and get an offer from this friend? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah there tells us that he doesn't have to go and have a Taurus Nidorim. The person who says, unless you take this present from me, you also get an offer from me, didn't really mean it. Because he can tell him, Kulum amarta elo bishul kvodi. Zeu kvodi. The only reason you want to give me the present was you want to honor me. So it's a bigger honor for me not to take the present. That's the gear that we have. That's a simple understanding over here. Now, how does this fit into our machlokas with Lezmi Yaakov or not? So Taima, the reasoning is over here, the Amar Zeu kvodi, is because the one who didn't want to accept the gift said, it's a bigger cover for me not to take the gift. So, ho lav hochi, the implication is, if it wasn't for him saying that, then the neder would in fact take effect. Now, Mani, whose opinion could this be? If you're telling me, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so then he had said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he said, Af, it's also Nidre Zeruzin Havi. And therefore, this shouldn't take effect because it's Nidre Zeruzin. So even if the friend doesn't say, oh, this is my cover not to accept the gift, the neder still shouldn't take effect. But the implication in this mission is that if he didn't say Zeu Kvodi, the neder would take effect. El Shmamino, Pligi Rabban Ale. So you see clearly that the Chacham argued those in Yaakov. Where it says not necessarily so. Because you could say Leolam Rabbi Lezmin Yaakovi. No, that Mishnah could still be accord with Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov. How could that be? Because Umode Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov, Rabbi Lezmin Yaakov agrees, he's Moda, that in this situation, Baha'i, the Nidra, Havi, if a person were to make such a neder in this way, that unless you accept this present from me, you also get an offer from me, that it's a real nether and not a Nidre Zeruzin. Why is that? because the amale, because the person can say to his friend, the one who wants to give the gift, Reuven, who wants to give the gift to Shimon, can say to Shimon, listen, you do me favors all the time. So the amale, he says to him, lo kalbana, I'm not a dog that you just give bones and little food to as a present without expecting anything in return. No, you do me favors all the time, Shimon. And therefore, the mishanya minach, I get hanor from you all the time. Lo mishanis minoi, and now you don't want to get hanor from me. So it's not an edrizi ruzin. He's upset. He says, listen, you always do me favors. Why aren't you letting me do you a favor? And if you don't let me do a favor, I'm not going to take anything from you in the future. So maybe that's what that Mishnah is talking about in Samach Gimel, and therefore that could even be in accord with Rezim Yaakov. But in fact, the Chachamim don't argue with Rezim Yaakov if it's a true Nidrei Zeruzin, so they would also agree that the Neder falls off on its own. They would agree with the Af. It's just like the Nidrei Zeruzin that we had on Daf Chav. With this, we conclude today's share.